9. Performance multiplier number 5. Personal assistant. Not only was Jack the CEO of a successful consulting agency, but he also sat on 2 local boards, had 3 busy children, and he and his wife found themselves taking on more and more responsibilities for his mother. Thankfully, he had a great EA, Steph, whose superpowers covered the full gamut, so things continued to run smoothly on the work front. For a while, anyway. Jack's wife was an accountant, and when tax season hit, she worked 18-hour days, 6 days a week. She was, understandably, less available at home during that time. Usually, Jack had no trouble keeping up on the home front during tax season, but things were different this year due to his mother's declining health. Jack had difficulty keeping up with it all, and the stressors outside work began taking their toll. He frequently arrived at the office exhausted on Monday mornings, which is never a good way to begin a week. His personal trainer was turning into a distant memory because he just didn't have the time. And more than once, he took the wrong kid to the wrong soccer practice. So when his home's foyer began to show signs of water damage, suggesting there was a leak somewhere, he hit the proverbial wall. On top of everything else, now he needed to find a contractor, arrange for repairs, and would they need a mold test? The office was almost a refuge for him by that point. Noticing a change in his demeanor, Steph asked how she could help. Jack had no idea and gave her a litany of everything that was on his plate outside of work. Steph listened, then said the magic words, "No problem, I can help you." After quick introductions to the house cleaner, soccer coaches, his mom's home health aide, and a few more key players in Jack's life, Steph went to work coordinating with the housekeeper the arrangements to get quotes from 3 different general contractors and for conducting mail-order air quality testing for mold. She added all of the kids' school and extracurricular activities schedules to Jack's work calendar with notes about location, supplies, and other details. She set up a system for Jack's mom's home health aide to text status changes to Jack when necessary. And toward the end of tax season, she made reservations at Jack's favorite restaurant so that he could have some downtime alone with his wife. Jack then began trusting Steph with more projects, like picking up dry cleaning and ordering thank you flowers to send to well-wishing friends. Having that extra assistance lightened the at-home load so much that Jack was back to his old self at work and even resumed training with his personal trainer. Of course, he overindulged on that delicious meal with his wife, too. The good news is an executive does not have to wait until there is a pressing need, as in Jack's case, to ask their EA if they would take on what would traditionally be the tasks of a personal assistant. They can do it at any time. It's simply a matter of empowering their EA to take on the role. Remember, the overarching goal of a top-level EA is to give their principal back time. So when a principal separates their world in two, business and personal, and does not allow their EA into their personal world, they can accidentally create an obstacle to that time-saving objective. Definition of a personal assistant. It is relatively difficult to define what a personal assistant is, as the job varies according to the expectations and needs of the principal. In general, a personal assistant is someone who helps a principal manage their life outside of work. They could be closely tied to the household and oversee the grocery shopping, schedule appointments, pick up dry cleaning, and run other errands, ensure any household staff members are performing their job duties, sort/answer mail, respond to emails and phone calls, and an assortment of duties required for vehicle or property management. We have fulfilled personal assistant duties as EAs on a multitude of fronts. We've helped an executive's horse trainer figure out how to extend his visa to stay in this country. We found and purchased numerous pairs of bamboo underwear for a client's father. A desperate principal once needed an immediate appointment with Apple's Genius Bar, and 11 phone calls later, we found one. We've bought teacher gifts and arranged for furniture delivery. We have researched miscellaneous charges on credit card statements and read through every single word of the terms and conditions on loyalty rewards programs to finagle a way to use them on specific dates. And Steph was once sent to the Diamond District in New York City with a $1 million budget to purchase a diamond ring. One client had a ski home in another state. He also had 4 children. Whenever they were heading up for a weekend, we'd make arrangements so that their refrigerator and pantry were stocked with the specific food and beverages they liked. Another client wanted to know when a private fireworks show was going to happen at a property in the town where she has a vacation home. It took about 45 minutes on the phone and lots of Googling for us to find the answer. and we've scheduled a private jet for a fun weekend away that included securing the charter, coordinating catering for the flight, and arranging a driver to pick up and deliver the passengers on the tarmac. Does any of this have anything to do with the principal's success at work? Absolutely. When life outside of work is running smoothly and efficiently, it helps the workday run equally well. Benefits. It is not unusual for a successful executive not to give any thought to hiring a personal assistant or having their EA take on that role. Often, they are used to doing things for themselves, so asking for assistance is not always a knee-jerk response. But when things pile up on the home front, they can and do interfere on the business side. And when those things are projects or exercises that your EA would do if they were labeled business, they can still easily do them if they are labeled personal. Those things include researching how many airline points an executive needs to fly their father from Toronto to Cabo, first class, and then transfer the points into their father's account. That 20-minute exercise just gave you 20 minutes to talk to a client. If you need new tires on your classic car, you could spend the time researching who can get that specific brand in stock, when, and then schedule a day and time around your workday to have them installed. Or you could provide the make, model, and year to your EA and let them handle it, knowing they will respect your calendar. Or coordinate with your spouse to take the car in when it is convenient for them. Speaking of spouses or partners, we once had a client who liked to give his wife very rare vintage Birkin bags by Hermes for gifts on special occasions. Tracking these bags down took days, sometimes even weeks to find. In these and so many other ways, your EA as personal assistant can save you plenty of time and potentially prevent you from dealing with aggravation. You can ask your EA to serve as a personal assistant to handle one-off projects, as well as regularly scheduled ones. Steph, for example, had a principal who liked to invest in precious metals as a hedge against the market. She tracked down the gold, silver, and platinum and created a chart to track its value. As far as regularly scheduled projects go, another client has Steph schedule the dog walker and interact with the vet, because their dog has a chronic condition that needs monitoring. The list of what your EA can do for you as a personal assistant is endless, but the benefits are often the same as they are in the more strictly professional realm. Your assistant can save you time, energy, and aggravation. In essence, this role helps you live your best life. However, you do need to trust your EA quite a bit to empower them to take this role on. Likewise, your EA must be on board with doing the personal work. Buy-in is necessary on both ends of the relationship, with clear appreciation from the principal for the EA's willingness to take the reins and be that go-to person. Empowering your EA personal assistant. Something tactical to think about when empowering your EA is how you can make their jobs easier. For example, the principal that had Steph look for rare Birkin bags knew she had built a relationship with a key person at Hermes and would often tell Steph to thank the man with a $500 gift card. That appreciation only made the Hermes contact even more eager to help Steph with the next request. Additionally, your EA will probably be so good at their job that the other executives in your company may start asking for similar service. Most likely, your EA will say yes in response to the occasional ask to walk a VP's dog because a meeting runs late. However, it is in your best interest to discourage such requests. If it takes the assistant away from making travel arrangements, there is no guarantee that the flights won't book up while they were walking Fifi around the block. Also, you have to be realistic about what you expect your EA to be able to do. Yes, sometimes what they do really seems like magic. But if you want front row tickets to your favorite rock band and you do not have any connections, your EA may be limited in their resources. They will do their best, but there's no guarantee they will be able to get them without paying an enormous price on StubHub. Outside of the tactical ways to empower your EA as a personal assistant, your best tool will be excellent, respectful communication. It is a matter of creating a rapport with your EA and making sure they feel appreciated for taking on what you're asking them to do. And there are limits as to what you can ask your EA to do as a personal assistant. Some of those limits might come from your work environment. Large public companies tend to frown on this, seeing it as stepping beyond the bounds of propriety. However, when running your own company or working with an organization like ProAssisting, that barrier between business and personal can be set after a little brainstorming between principal and EA. It is never a good idea to ask your EA to do something of a personal nature without first discussing what they would and would not feel comfortable doing. Setting the parameters can happen as early as the interview process. It is always best to be completely transparent when discussing how you think your assistant can be of best service, but it doesn't have to be a formal treatise with a bulleted list of expectations. You might simply say, "There may be days when I'm going to ask you to get coffee for me because I'm going to be slammed," or, "I will expect you to make travel arrangements for my family members or to do other things for them." Good assistants will always come into the job expecting that at least 20% of their time will be spent on menial activities and will look at your request from a big picture perspective. They know that by making your life easier outside of work, it makes you more productive at work, and they will not mind picking up the dry cleaning or calling Fido's Walker with a last-minute request. So approach them about this from the get-go in an interview by asking, "Do you understand that in this role, along with being the gatekeeper to the CEO's office of a 1,000-person company, you'll also need to go running to get coffee on occasion or take lunch orders when meetings run long?" As you build a level of trust with your EA over time, you will always be able to ask for more and have faith they'll be able to accomplish more complicated tasks like that private charter trip. Perhaps you've noticed as you read through this book how frequently we've expressed the need to trust your EA and employ excellent communication skills. These are the cornerstones for empowering each of the performance multipliers, as well as for enabling your EA's superpowers. That might sound easy, but we know it can be among the toughest things you do as an executive, though we promise the payoff will be commensurate. Allowing your EA's superpowers to go to work through the 5 performance multipliers will enable you to succeed at higher and higher levels. And yes, work a 29-hour workday between 9 and 5.